Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence, now a part of the Howard University Radio Network, HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141 family. I am your host, the one and only James Lewis III. It is always a pleasure to be broadcasting with you coast to coast, globally, and of course on Lanch J Plus, where every single segment of the show is made available in podcast format. I'm going to get right into the show today. I wanted to do a little bit of a retrospective on the NFL draft. And I may be the only person in the sports talk media, or I like to call myself quasi-media. I may be the only person in sports talk media. I think that drafting Michael Penix, I thought that when the Falcons drafted Michael Penix, I thought that was a really good idea. Now, I wouldn't have picked him at 8. Because I don't think that anyone was picking Michael Penix Jr. at 8. But the Falcons and their brain trust and their GM and their owner, Arthur Blank, they've been getting ripped the last week and a half for picking up Penix. It's very interesting for me to listen to the sports talk media. And I consume probably too much sports. I'm up in the morning. The first thing that I do in the morning, I've been telling the audience that I'm trying to move away from getting on Instagram and getting on LinkedIn and getting on Facebook to get my news. Because my routine used to be, I wake up in the morning, early in the morning. I used to get up about 6:30, 7. I'm up, I'm getting ready for work, and I'm looking at Instagram, and I'm watching what happened last night. What work did Victor Wembanyama, what work did he put in last night? Now, I'm going to talk about this later. Now I'm looking at my Baltimore Orioles, my beloved Baltimore Orioles. I'm trying to see, did Gunnar Henderson hit any home runs last night? So you're in that routine. Well, if you look at the talking heads on the four letter, you look at the talking heads on FS1, the constant conversation is over and over and over and over and over again. Quarterback is the most important position in professional sports. We've glorified Patrick Mahomes and we've glorified Tom Brady and the ghosts of Joe Montana and Johnny Unitas and Peyton Manning and John Elway. We're trying to hold on to Aaron Rodgers. Well, I think Aaron Rodgers is actually going to have a sleeper year if he can keep his Achilles intact. Jets drafted some offensive linemen, and they brought in some other offensive linemen as free agents. But we repeat over and over again, the most important position is quarterback, 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 quarterback. They sell the most jerseys, Lamar Jackson. We think that Josh Allen is an elite quarterback when he showed us repeatedly that he's not an elite quarterback. But because he's the QB for the Bills and he's 6'5", has a rocket arm, good-looking guy, nice guy, pleasant guy, we try to make him into something more than he is. We rip organizations like the Washington Commanders, who got my guy Jaden Daniels, who I'm a big fan of. We rip the Commanders for not having a good quarterback. We rip the Cleveland Browns for not having good quarterbacks historically. We rip teams like Tampa Bay, who other than Brady, and now you think Baker Mayfield is maybe a nice bridge for the time being. But we rip franchises that have not been able to get that position right. We rip the Bears, who took Caleb Williams number one overall. We rip the organizations that fail at quarterback. So Atlanta did what I think is the smart thing to do. Now, would I have picked Penix at 8? No. I think they could have got Penix at 22. But I like the fact that although they have Kirk Cousins, they went out, they said that, hey, this is our guy. Our scouting department likes this guy. We have the medical work on him. Penix has had a lot of injuries, but we've seen the tape. We think that he's good. We think that he could be our quarterback in the future. We're taking him now. When did it become the whole concept? Well, you signed Kirk Cousins, so go out and get a weapon. Go out and get another receiver. Go out and get Rome Odunze, Penix's running mate at UW. A receiver, the quarterback's the most valuable person on your team. I just think, I wouldn't say it's a no-brainer, but if you think that Michael Penix Jr. is your guy, and he's going to be the guy that after Kirk Cousins, who's 36, coming off a Achilles surgery, there are no guarantees. I think what it's an indictment on, they should have never given Kirk Cousins 180 M's in the first place. Because what you're saying is we don't really believe that this guy's the long-term answer. But your job is always, and this is me putting my business hat on, your job is always to make your organization better. People don't understand that. Your job is always to make your organization better, short-term and long-term. I've worked at places where people who were B-plus, B people, as far as their talents, they got rolled, fired, and replaced with A-plus people. That's what a successful business does. Now, it's competitive. I'm going to talk about competition a little bit later in the show with this Kendrick Lamar, Drake beef. But it's competitive. Sometimes if you've ever tried to get into law school or medical school or grad school, you could be a 3.8. You could be the president of your class. You could score well on the LSAT, the MCAT, the GRE. Somebody comes in, they have a 4.2. They score better than you. Doesn't mean that you suck. It means that law schools and medical schools and the elite of the elite, the creme de la creme, they take the best people. NFL is the epitome of that. So I was kind of bothered and a little bit flustered by everyone. And no one disrespected Penix. I didn't think that Penix was a high first-round grade. I thought he was a low first-round grade. I've seen a lot of tape on him. He does very well. He's a lefty. He does very well in a spread air raid offense. When he had to see what Michigan's defensive was, not just the talent that Michigan threw at him, but the schemes, he got a little bit confused. He was befuddled, and his footwork was off. I think for Penix to sit for a couple of years, I know people are saying, well, he's 24. He's not going to sit. Why not? Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback in the world, sat for a year. Jordan Love sat for 3 years. And Jordan Love, I think Jordan Love is going to be a borderline MVP. I think he's going to be a top five quarterback this year. You stash that talent away. I think the Falcons are doing it right. They got their guy. They're going to let him sit for a couple years. If Kirk Cousins lights it up and Atlanta's winning 12 games and competing for Super Bowls, which we all know is not going to happen, that's a first world problem. And God forbid, the worst take I heard is, well, Kirk Cousins now, he's going to have to compete. And that's so unfair to him. That's so disrespectful. For a man, nobody cares about that. This guy, I don't want to say Kirk Cousins has had the ultimate grift, but he's had the ultimate grift. He's been paid a bleep ton of money to be on the high end of mediocre and never sniff a NFC championship game. No one has ever thought that Kirk Cousins was going to compete for a Super Bowl at any point of his career. I think he was drafted to be RG Knee's backup. So I like the Falcons move. I wanted to briefly address, there's so much seemingly anger and vitriol and disdain for Caleb Williams and the way that he carries himself and the fact that he cries and the fact that he paints his nails pink. And the fact that he carries himself different than a typical quarterback. I mean, this guy is not Brett Favre. This guy is a reverse Brett Favre. So Caleb Williams is not going to be modeling Wrangler jeans and cowboy boots. He's not that type of gunslinger. Like, I know that we like to see our quarterbacks. We like to think that they're literally John Wayne. And Caleb Williams, he's a different cat. He's different. He's going to do it different. And I don't know anything about his personal life and his upbringing. I've read stuff. I've seen so many comments online. People need to check themselves. First of all, what Caleb Williams does in his own personal life is none of your business. It's none of my business. I don't care. let this young man cook. He's different. You saw the way that he dressed at the draft, the way that he interacted with media, his voice inflection. This guy's different. But there's nothing wrong with being different. Stop worrying about what somebody's personality is and how they carry themselves and how they dress and their fit and if they represent the historic culture. I talked about that with Dwight Howard a few months ago. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about what people do in their personal life. It's none of your business. I believe that Caleb Williams is going to be a professional. He's going to be the first person in practice. He's going to be the last person to leave. This guy is an assassin. He's a cutthroat. He's a killer. Paragon 7 Studio.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network. James Lewis.
The Wizards, they besmirched Jordan. They did the impossible. They took the godly image, the deity, which is Mike, the sports deity, which is Michael Jordan. They besmirched him with those awful teal uniforms, teal and brown uniforms. Like this franchise is a joke from end to end, from top to bottom. They sucked in the 80s. They sucked in the 90s. They sucked in the early 2000s. They suck now. And quite frankly, I've had enough.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I am denouncing. I'm doing something I never thought that I would say on the show. I am denouncing my Washington Wizards / Bullets fandom. I am a free agent.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Yo, this is your boy Lance J, a.k.a. the Paragon of Sports Talk Excellence, a.k.a. the Heisenberg of Broadcast Radio, a.k.a. the Wolf of Wall Street. Listen to my show, the Lance J Radio Network, now a part of the Howard University Radio Network, HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141, every Friday at 9 a.m.